I don't know why Rory thinks it's so funny to have a big meeting tomorrow.
It was the way you said it.
My theory, Rory has been trying to battle me in the race to employment. So how I feel in my head is, and I've mentioned this briefly, is that when Rory is randomly dropping his whereabouts and what he has to do, I feel like I have to do it too. So when Rory comes in a group chat to say, when nobody asked him, "Hey, you guys mind?" Yeah, I don't like his words. Like, "Do you mind?" Don't ask me if I mind. You guys mind if we record a little later tomorrow night? Because
I'll let you tell the full story.
Shut the fuck up. Am I asked what other previous engagements he had? Fuck. So, yeah, I've countered with my big meeting in the morning. I don't even have a meeting.
First thing is having fake meetings.
What really happened was I say, "Yo, can we record at 6:30? Mo, get there early for afterthoughts. I have a really big meeting in the morning."
Yeah. No, I got my days confused. The meeting was Thursday, number one, right? So, but that's fine. Maul still came here early so we could do afterthoughts early. And I said, "Maul, you got any ideas for afterthoughts?" Nothing happened. But anyway, let me tell you about how Rory got me dubbed by Questlove.
Yeah, this I need to hear.
I need to hear this too.
So about 3 weeks ago, and I never shared this story because Rory's my man. Like, it's my friend. But about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. It was the morning, too. That's important in the story. Rory hopped in the group chat in the morning, like ecstatic.
I'm sure I wasn't, but go ahead.
He was ecstatic and passionate. He didn't even like segue into it. He hit the group chat and said, "Yo, y'all know Questlove is having podcasts at the Roots Picnic?
I never said
and
Questlove.
Not us."
Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Was he not perturbed?
Yeah, he was.
You were dismayed. Rory was dismayed. I gotta get some jokes in first.
Okay, go ahead.
So Rory's like, "Can you believe Questlove is having a picnic?
I couldn't believe
and
it.
And didn't invite the podcast there."
Yeah, I like picnics.
So then Maul hit me separately and laughed at Rory. And after we finished laughing, you know, the next week, I didn't pay no mind. I just laughed Rory off.
That's not what happened. You said, this is what happened. I put a screenshot of the flyer for Roots Picnic because it was announced that morning. I said, "Hey, they're doing podcasts." That was it. Joe then replied, "Should I hit Quest?" I could scroll up and find it.
Is that what happened, Maul?
We don't text that much in that chat. I could find it pretty quickly.
I think
what happened was Rory put
the
flyer.
What do you think? I was like, don't look.
Yeah, no, I think what Rory put the flyer up and was like, "Yo, we mad trashed. We were just having a, they doing podcasts this year and we weren't invited. We mad trashed." I think that's how it started.
And then what you say?
I didn't know nothing about the Roots Picnic. I'm not really in tune with the Roots Picnic.
How did you feel?
I laughed. Like, I didn't care about that shit. I didn't give a fuck.
But wait, so this is not even the important part. Rory's going to look for that.
Oh, no, I got it. Maul's correct. "Damn, Roots Picnic has a podcast stage this year. We whack." Maul said, "LOL." Joe said, why we whack, though? I said, "Because we're not on the bill." And he said, "Do you want to be on the bill? I'll call Quest now."
That was me and Maul making fun of you.
All I said was we was whack.
Rory felt some type of way about that
but
shit.
But wait, why Rory didn't
see? Because
I could tell when Rory is like, "Yes. Yo, hold up. Yes. You can't invite us?"
Yes, yes. So that's how you came in the group chat.
I'm reading it.
I'm just saying, the way it came across, like, I don't know if my LTE is a little different.
It must be. I'm reading it word for word.
You know let me like, read it. My LTE let me tell you how it was received.
There was a lot of spice on that.
Okay, see? All right, so this was at 1:57 p.m. We had
not the morning.
We hadn't spoken since 8:09. See, he started with "damn." So that helps to come across that way. "Damn." So that expresses disappointment. "Damn, right? Damn, Roots Picnic is a podcast stage this year. SMFH." That expresses disappointment. He's shaking his head. He's shaking his fucking head.
He's shaking his head. He's shaking his fucking head.
And then in a separate text, it says, "We whacked." Then he sent us the flyer.
To let us know who's on
show
the
you
bill.
What it
Wait,
was.
So Maul says, "LOL." I say, "Why we whacked, though?" Anyway, That's not important. So me and Maul laughed at Rory, and I paid that no mind ever again until
you saw Quest
2 weeks later. Because somebody else felt like Rory felt in the Instagram comments, and they hit Questlove, and they said, "Yo, I ain't gonna front Quest. You trash for not having Joe Budden shit on there." And then Questlove said, "Little do you see, you don't keep up with the culture. Joe Budden left Everyday Struggle."
Wow.
And then they said, "No, Quest, he has a podcast." And then Quest said, "Wow, shows how much I know. I'm out of the loop." Right? So I read that, and that took me back to Rory, and that took me back to me and Maul laughing at Rory. So then I thought me and Maul just stupid and wrong again, because Rory is the person I talk to find out what all the idiots like.
Right?
Idiots like the Roots Picnic?
So then I... See, I'm a great friend. I DM cashed off them all.
Wait, what?
So because Rory hit us with a... Because Rory was shaking his fucking head. And because I was a little... I didn't want Questlove to think that Everyday Struggle was the Joe Budden podcast.
Sure.
Honest mistake if you're not in the know. So I DM'd him.
So you were shaking your head.
So I DM'd him. Just my head.
And he
not
never answered
my
DM.
Fucking head.
There's a difference. Huh?
He never answered your DM. Difference.
So I DM this. No, he did.
Okay.
So I DM him. I say, Quest Budden.
Because your name isn't Joe Budden on Twitter.
You know what it is about that? I got a thing about saying, hey, it's Joe.
There's a lot of Joes.
That is trash.
There's a lot of Joes.
And I feel a way about, hey, it's Joe Budden. The both weird. Of those is trash.
Yeah, it is.
That's trash. But anyway, hey, Quest, it's fucking Budden. Send me a number, right? Sends me his phone number. Mm. I sit on it for the day and hit him right away.
Of course not.
Go to sleep, wake up in the morning, send out a good morning text to Questlove. Where's my phone?
We all do.
Is my phone here?
Did you say, hey, it's Joe again?
Yeah.
It's Budden.
How you spell Quest?
Q-U-E-S-T.
Oh, found
it. Just hey, it's Joe.
Wait, what's the date on that?
March 5th.
Damn, that shit's still sitting there?
Long.
Good morning, Quest.
Take a look at that part.
It's Joe Budden of the Joe Budden. Let me see what it says.
Yeah, I'm going to snuff
Let
you.
Me see what
it's
it says.
It's Joe Budden from the Joe Budden podcast.
Let me see what it says, bro.
It don't say it's Joe Budden from the Joe Budden podcast. Don't do that.
Good morning, Quest. It's Joe Budden of the Joe Budden podcast. One quarter of the slaughterhouse. Yeah. May have heard of me.
AKA jump off Joe Budden.
I'm a hard-nosed
Maybe
vet.
Maybe you heard my single Pump It Up.
I'm a hard-nosed vet. I heard you were having a cookout. Excuse me, I mean picnic. How are you? Can we come? Yeah, I wouldn't respond to that either, Joe.
Thanks, Maul, for your little joke.
I ain't gonna lie.
Good morning.
Damn, you got curved from a how are you?
That's what I'm doing, yo. I don't understand. Take a look, Savon. Look at that.
Well, how is Quest?
Do y'all see all the white underneath the blue? Is one message here.
That I think I've seen him like on TV. Whole...
Listen, he's a busy you gotta guy. Send him to this now. You gotta send him the double question mark.
A month later.
Yeah, a whole month. You gotta send the double question mark.
So you're not well?
Yeah, like your fan.
I don't even see what there is to ignore in here. Good.
I can tell you what it is to ignore. It's Joe Budden. Fuck you mean? I would ignore that too if I'm Questlove. Like, nope, yo, not doing it.
But he just gave me his number.
Man, that's the bat phone number he gave me. That's the industry phone he gave
me. The flip phone?
Yeah, he gave me the industry phone.
So
that shit's still in the studio.
So you know how I feel? You know, I feel like Rory set me up. Rory set me up.
I can see why you feel like that.
Yeah.
I can see why you feel like that.
He might have.
He might hit you back though.
$35 on the Coors bill. Keep it real. That was Roar's bill.
I'm so glad you're on time,
man. We gotta get the fuck out of here. We gotta get out of here. It's time to go. It's time to go. We not gonna rob. We not gonna rob Coors with Roars.
But wait.
We not gonna do that.
$35 for the Coors bill. Keep it 100. That was Roars. Why this whole thing that was so fucking phenomenal?
Wine one double entendre.
$99K on the wine bill. But guess what, y'all. Wasn't even mine. That was Juan's bill.
Whole team ball out.
Yo, I hate that bar, yo. That's why it's so funny that you said that. I literally hate that bar.
Defend that bar, Mo.
I can't, man.
Parks, you do it. Come
I can't
on.
Do it,
I'm going to go. Somebody.
One Juan, double entendre. That was just one bill. It was 90,000. Whole team ball
you know,
out.
You know what else makes that a little the funny? That we all saw the bill. Like,
yeah, that let me know JB on, JB online, yeah, man. Look at man.
Well,
that's
you know JB online.
Branding. That's branding
yes,
right
yes, you do.
I don't like
Jay's
that.
Online more than all of us.
Yeah, I don't want Jay to be online.
Jay is definitely on his laptop 24 hours out the fucking week.
No, I don't want to know that.
But that line, all right, but let's say we go with it. And that's not even what the Afterthoughts was about. But why do you think that being Juan's bill was just... Oh, because the whole team has money.
Yes.
All
right. kind of rude, though. It was his birthday. I'd feel away if
I'm
I got
still,
a 90,000.
God damn it.
I'm still laughing at the
Can
fact
you
that...
you rewind that?
He nigga Joe said, cores and roars. That's crazy.
$35 roars? For the cores bill. Nah, but you got a draft. That wasn't even mine. That wasn't even my bill. That was Roar's bill.
That was Roar's.
All right, so anyway, Maul is really passionate about all of y'all out there that are protecting and building your brands. And
I was trying to request, but you couldn't,
he's trying couldn't to what?
Settle the deal. Trying I was to- trying to protect our brand with all these podcasts going on a festival stage for the first time without us.
No, I do.
I
get,
was forward thinking.
I get out of that.
You guys were keying on the other text.
I was just about to ask Rory who else was on that bill. They smacked the shit out of him. He still
who's
can't.
On that podcast?
Hannibal, I think Hannibal Buress is there.
Hannibal Buress.
Y'all idiots.
Hannibal Buress.
Was it the Reed?
Drink Champs.
Nori.
Angela Rise. Quest Loves.
Wait,
obviously,
is
it's
Angela
the real.
Ryan? Not you.
It's the real, is it?
Yeah, pardon me.
It's the real and the realest podcast ever. A lot of reels are involved. Reels.
Oh, that's probably why they didn't invite us.
Because we're not real.
Because we're too real.
Shake my fucking
ooh,
head.
Ooh, body that little.
Well, yeah. Maybe double text them.
I'm not double texting a man that plays drums.
I'm yeah, it's done. Actually kind of wilder.
Maul, that yes. was my segue for you.
Yeah, you're over there checking the
no, I was still trying DMs. To look at that podcast. Who was on the bill for that?
I just read it.
Oh, I wasn't listening to you, Roars.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, we got to start calling people out when they're trying to protect their brands. Everybody, let's just say something. Everybody does not have a brand.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
You're right, they don't, but I want to defend
everybody. They have an Instagram page.
No, I don't give a fuck.
They're public figures.
I hate that shit.
Our Maul's problem with...
it's just too much
I feel him too.
My brand.
It's a lot of branding.
I can't do that because it might hurt my brand. You got 627 followers on social media. What brand do you have?
They're building.
Building.
Word.
Yeah, but when do you know when somebody's trying to help you build your brand? You also got to be aware of that too.
When you link up.
Yo, none of y'all, none of you people have brands out there.
When you're allowed to call yourself a public figure, that's a setting on Instagram. I don't know if you have a brand.
You don't have.
Can you call yourself
don't
a
have
public
brands,
figure?
Man. It's gonna hurt
no,
my brand.
I don't think.
But explain to me what needs to be intact for someone to say that they have a brand.
LLC.
I mean, well, business-wise, yeah, it's a whole bunch of shit that has to be in place.
But right, there are
just
a bunch
of from the eye, you have to have
LLCs.
Yeah, no, but just from the
it's
I'm
a brand,
saying,
though,
business-wise,
legally.
You got to have shit set up. But I'm just saying, from the look, you got to have something that people is in demand that people are asking for.
Yeah, like titties and ass.
That's always in demand.
It's a brand.
But a lot of these dudes, that's my brand, fam, ain't nobody really checking for you.
That's a good way to look at my brand. You have to be in some sort of demand.
You do.
But the people that are saying that they're a brand, don't they think they're in demand to someone?
They think.
Maybe they get a lot of likes.
Are you a brand if you have a lot of likes?
No. Likes? No. No. You have to have something, a product. You have to be selling a product that's in demand, that the people are coming to get from you.
But there's a difference about having a brand and being a brand. Everyone now is saying themselves they are a brand.
Yeah, that's the disconnect I'm trying to tackle.
Exactly.
Here. Not having
people
a brand.
People are saying that they're a brand.
What has to exist for you yourself to be a brand? Are you a brand?
No.
All right. Do you want to be a brand?
No.
I know a guy.
No. Yeah. How brand are you?
No. I don't want to be a brand.
Think Brandon wants to be a brand? Is Rory a brand? Henny Palooze is a brand.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Well, not even. Oh, fuck. Barks for one.
Gotcha, buddy.
It was a brand. But yes, some I'm not a brand, but Duce Palooza itself is a brand.
Well, some of the, I know a lot of women that are very cautious of their brands now, but I don't really know what they do.
They sell ass. Chicks be cautious of their brands, but then be sucking dick on tape. Like, get out of here.
Well, that could up their brand. Yeah, that could up their brand.
I think people just don't know. Oh, speaking of sucking dick, pause. Somebody tweeted that Black China's casket is going to look like a guitar case.
What?
How's she shaped now? That's pretty accurate.
Y'all look crazy. Y'all look crazy. It's really.
I've never
else.
Heard anyone.
Have you ever seen a guitar case?
I'm not laughing at that.
No. Why?
No, I'm not laughing.
She's affiliated with the Kardashians.
Yeah, do we have afterthoughts?
Do we have afterthought sleepers? Do we have another round of sleepers?
Yeah. No, back to brand building. So what are some of the things that people can do to build a brand maybe that are not a brand? Why don't you help people?
They have to put themselves on different platforms and push their product.
We're no help. We're no help.
No, not at all. No. We
you have
make
to put yourself
you
on different platforms and reach different audiences.
Well, everyone also thinks they're a host now.
Well, you got a network.
And they think that's a brand.
Is that game still alive? The host game? I haven't seen a hosting fly in a long time.
A lot of people that don't know what they want to do with their life, but they're on the timeline, just call themselves hosts. I'll just be a host.
Somebody DM me talking about, yo, they got some party they're doing at lounge. They want me to host. I felt like a nigga was trying to line me up. I was like, nah, I'm cool. Never heard of this lounge. I'm good.
I definitely feel like Maul is going to host a Mr. Ruggs event.
No. I'm going to host a Mr. Ruggs event. Why would I be hosting anything? I'm not a host.
You're a brand.
You're a brand.
I'm not a brand.
You're
I'm
building
not a host,
your brand.
I'm not a
well, you got
this
a network.
Podcast is a brand.
I'm not
you
a brand.
You have to go out and push the brand.
I'm not a brand.
Have you thought about linking it all this week?
No. I don't link.
Yeah, that's one of my funnier jokes that y'all ignore. Maul would be hosting a Mr. Ruggs party.
That's some 90s shit,
that
bro.
That is hilarious. All right, so of course this brand conversation was way funnier before. Maul don't care about y'all. Y'all not brands, y'all all trash, and that's the end of it. And hope you got something constructive out of that one, buddy.
Do we have afterthought sleepers?
For how the fuck out of it? Is nothing else to be? Oh, shit. You know what we didn't cover on the podcast?
What's that?
Rick Ross's gastric bypass.
I'm not believing that.
Wait, hold on.
Although he did lose a lot of weight in that picture. I'm not
So are we suggesting that him almost dying was the way how chicks disappear when they go to DR and come back?
That's what they Yeah, that's what the internet is saying.
Oh my God. I didn't know he got skinny.
You didn't see the picture?
No. I'm not informed.
If that is a recent picture, I don't know.
Savon, pick
is.
Up the picture and look at it.
Savon, pull up the picture Savon and look at it on your own time.
The first time I had ever saw someone get a gastric bypass was Kevin Lowes, and boy, did it take me a long time to get used to that one. That one, Kevin Lowes was really big for the entire time I knew him, and then he was smaller than me.
Is that Big Crit or Rick Ross?
That's Slim Ross.
Wow.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
He didn't lose weight. He had a procedure done.
Still lost weight. I don't care what happened.
His weight was lost.
No, it's not lost. He knows exactly where the weight is. He went somewhere.
The doctors could have misplaced it.
Let me see that.
I don't know how I feel about Skinny Ross, man. I don't give it a buck. I'm all for niggas trying to live.
Bro.
I don't know, man.
Why y'all
there's only
here?
There's only one thing I don't like about dudes rappers getting in shape. They usually don't rap as good when they like change their physique. I don't know if y'all ever noticed that.
No, you're right about that.
I don't know if y'all ever noticed that.
Some examples?
Fit rappers.
Rappers.
Well, they usually get fit in the latter part of their career.
Yeah, but fit rappers don't last.
Rick Ross definitely tricked me into having feelings for him, pause.
Like, Game is pretty fit.
Nigga faked his death last week. Yeah, I was sad and I was crying. Then he came
back. But he
kind
of came in fit, though.
Showed me a watch. Pause. What are y'all talking about behind me?
Fit rappers.
Yeah, like fit rappers.
Oh, I'm out.
We're talking about Ross and his new his weight loss. So we got to talk about fitness.
Y'all think he looks good?
Looks good. I don't know if I would use that term. I'm
like, I'm feeling, man, looks feeling good, feeling healthy. Feeling.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he feels much better. Yeah, definitely. I just got to get used to it though, man. It's just because his brand, like the whole Rick Ross shit, is
brand.
The big. Yeah, it's just like
he's got a brand.
It's different now. It's not the same big boss, that big boss look. Like, it's not that.
The slimmer boss that you've seen this
Yeah, far? It's not the same. It's, you got to get, it's like Big Luther and Little Luther.
You mean like his brand was back when they had the big Omarion press conference to announce that there was a big signing to Maybach Music?
You, are you talking about the announcement for the announcements?
The announcements for the announcements.
That was a great era.
That was a weird era. That was another weird era. We've been through some weird eras in music.
We're in a weird era. Yeah, we're in a very
weird era. Oh, no, definitely. Definitely. I feel like every era is weird. But this
they
weird.
Definitely announced that there was a big announcement coming.
Yes. That was the same era where every music video had a trailer. Like, we needed the blogs to have a 30-second clip of the music video that was coming out in an hour.
Yeah. You gotta build the anticipation for the brand.
Yo,
for
the brand. The whole music industry was confused back then. We knew Wale was there. We knew Meek was there, Gunplay and all those guys.
Not Maybach O.
But we couldn't figure out who the signing was that he was so excited about. Boy, if you remember that time.
Is he still signed?
No, Mo. Oh. No, no. Let's just get these jokes off before you have serious questions.
I really wanted to know.
And then the press conference came. Poor Def Jam. I could see why they had to fire everybody. Who thought that was a good idea? Rory. Rory worked for Def Jam.
Let's do a press conference.
So they rent out this whole big fucking hotel conference room and march all the MMG out there wearing all black. And then Omarion comes strutting out. And then we was like, all right, where's the big signing?
The artist formerly known as Omarion.
That might have been one of my favorite moments in hip-hop, that Omarion press conference.
Didn't they try to live stream it too?
Yes! It was a big deal. They invited all of the tastemakers.
That was when tastemakers were around.
How do you know when you're a tastemaker?
You're a tastemaker.
I'm not no tastemaker.
The fuck you are a tastemaker?
I make taste. You make taste. I don't make taste.
Your brand makes taste.
That's your brand.
That is what a tastemaker is, honestly.
It's a brand.
And you are a tastemaker.
I'm not a tastemaker.
Rory's a tastemaker.
You influence the taste.
Ooh, is an influencer different from a tastemaker?
Yes.
Also.
And how do you know when you're making taste or when you're influencing?
Oh, when you got a brand.
It's all full circle.
If you're a public figure, then.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
What is it? No, there's a difference between influencers typically didn't have a real opinion.
Brand. Oh.
Tastemakers, I feel like.
So influencers have good taste?
No.
No. But tastemakers have good taste.
Is there a difference? Honestly, I know we were trying to make jokes, but what is the difference?
I think an influencer is just someone with a lot of followers and tastemakers.
That's the joke.
Neither of them are anything.
So y'all segued out of my great Omarion press conference.
Man, well, what more did you have to say about the live stream?
Once you said he wasn't signed in no more, I kind of don't care about that.
Yeah, but I wanted to go from the press conference to when Omarion came out dancing on the stage.
That
I
kind of
just
crazy.
Wanted to go from Slim Rick Ross to us appreciating all that Omarion has done for MMG.
was one
of the greatest moments. Yeah, Stolly was there.
Was Stolly there? Look at y'all questions.
What? Was Stolly there? I can't ask if Stolly was there.
Was Stolly there?
SMFH.
SMFH. He's probably at Roots Picnic this year.
All right, I'm getting the fuck out of here. These guys don't care about Omarion, and I don't care about whatever they're talking about right now. Oh, wait, something else was important. Fuck. What didn't we touch in the podcast that was important? Oh, y'all don't care that Bow Wow misses Chris Brown?
Why do you keep saying that? I don't understand.
Okay, all right, enough is enough. Now nobody's going anywhere, Janet.
Bow Wow misses Chris Brown?
All right.
What? Chris Brown hasn't gone anywhere, though.
You left me no choice, Paul.
He's
literally more here than he's ever been.
Chris Brown is probably more visible.
He's put up 5 hours of music.
Where is Chris Brown going? I don't understand. Why does he miss Chris Brown? Chris Brown just put out a week's worth of music.
I need a break from Chris Brown.
That's not it. No,
He put a video out.
Bow Wow misses Chris Brown.
See you, Chris. Day ones, me and you been through a lot of shit. No matter what, you gon' always be my little brother. And it killed me when we in public and we ain't speaking to each other. This shit crazy. Man, shit, all my fault, Brown. This shit brazy. We grown men, let's turn this shit around. So Rock got me feeling all emotional. Speaking from my heart, that's what I'm supposed to do.
True.
Students of the game, and boy, I'm coaching you. No sub-tweeting, you talk shit, boy, I'm approaching you.
Oh, no, he's real. Done with the I miss Chris Brown part.
I skipped the show just so I can see you, Chris. Day ones, me and you been through a lot of shit. No matter what, you gon' always be my little brother. And they kill me when we in public and we ain't.
Oh, so they not speaking. They don't. Okay.
Listen,
they say many
the fact like, that he put out a record that no one knew that they weren't speaking.
Wait.
He should have just had a press
all
conference.
All this time, I keep saying, Bow Wow misses Chris Brown. You thought during that time they were talking.
Yeah. I'm confused. That's why I was confused.
I didn't know the context that there was a record.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I thought maybe he just tweeted. They didn't have Chris.
Yo, at no point are y'all ever going to address the fact that y'all don't know shit about shit.
I like not knowing shit about none of this shit. I think it's better
that way.
Did we need to know that? That record came out.
I love that I don't know that.
See, and that's where Rory always wins. Because no, you didn't. You didn't need to know that. But I mean, it would be nice for you to know some shit.
I love the fact that you just told me that. I'm glad I did not know that before I got here. I'm so happy I did not know that.
I'm gonna keep it.
Well, when's the full record coming out?
And he should probably never drink Ciroc again. If Ciroc's gonna have him doing
I don't know, but if you didn't hear that, then chances are you didn't hear this either. New music Fridays. You heard the verse?
Yeah.
Who is this?
So let's do it.
It's Bobby Lights.
Come on, man.
Who?
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Who is this?
It don't matter. Don't judge it from the name. Yeah. Don't judge it from the name, my G.
What's your problem?
Just listen.
You the one talking about. Fuck you talking about. Rappers trying to come for me. I bet that walk them out. You a bitch. And all that hating ass shit. That's the shit I'm talking about. Make you a bitch. As soon as Bobby drop, they gon' forget you exist. I'm too busy getting rich. I'm the one they wanna see when they hop on IG. Take a pic of me when I'm walking down the street. Damn, can a bitch breathe? A bitch ain't trying to speak. I just came in here to eat. I ain't taking no defeat. So be careful when you quick to run your mouth about me. I'm working on a million.
Look at my face. You should worry about the money. Bobby Lights, nigga.
A bitch should think I'm scared.
Yeah.
The questionable freestyle that Joe played from the Breakfast Club from Trina's cousin. Over here. Look,
I make what you turn that shit off, man.
Why if he killing?
He's not killing. I was just trying. I was waiting to see why we were listening.
Mansion on the hills. That's exactly where my dog's at. Toast to the fact that I'm breaking barriers. Peanut butter interiors on my bitches superior. Toast to the fact that I'm breaking barriers.
Syllable use.
All his bitches are superior.
All his bitches are superior. All right, grade the bars.
Grade the bars.
High or nah?
That wasn't good, bro.
Oh, speaking of Love and Hip Hop, Erica Mena, who graduated and said she was above the brand, is now back with the brand.
She's now back on Love and Hip Hop.
Wait, when did she say she was above the brand?
You didn't see the trailer after
that? Oh yeah, bitches always say that when they leave. Everybody said that.
No, but she did like
some press
conference.
That.
That's what your ex is saying.
I'm out. I'm above the brand. We've all said that.
No, but she did it like a whole episode was dedicated to her outgrowing this, and she's above it. And Bow Wow.
Yeah, she ain't do the reunion. She was like off site.
Yeah, she did like a separate one. Like, I can't be around that.
Yeah, no, I remember. And now she's on Atlanta.
Yeah.
Are you excited? Are you anxious?
Oh, I'm tuning in.
Wait till you see who's on New York.
Exclusive?
They doing another New York? Didn't it just end?
Congratulations, yes. Bro.
Well, I'm sure they're filming now.
Oh, okay.
Next year.
I thought you meant like it was great to come out now. I'm about to be like, oh, that shit just ended, right? I don't know nothing about Love and Hip Hop.
You don't
bro,
know so. Nothing.
Me either, bro.
I don't keep up with Love and Hip Hop at all. Like,
or Bobby Lights.
I definitely don't know who Bobby Lights is.
So you didn't like the verse, though?
No. That wasn't good.
All right. Is there any story that's going to break over the weekend or tomorrow or some shit? Probably, right?
Yeah. It's usually how it goes.
At this point, I've been here for 9 hours, so I'm going home. I'm going to give a fuck if y'all like this shit or y'all don't. If we missed something, forgot something, fuck out of here. Yep. That's all I got.
Alrighty.
Bye.